Last month, 323,000 Ohio adults were actively seeking work and not able to find a job. The figure includes recent high school and college graduates looking for the first job or an entry-level job.
First of all, the availability of jobs, period, is not terribly encouraging.
Ohio State economist Randy Olson says Ohio and the U.S. are experiencing what he calls a mild recovery from the Great Recession. But the labor force, those working and those looking for work, still remains smaller now than in 2007. And Olson adds current economic growth is too tepid to make employers hire more aggressively.
1% rate of growth in the economy, or something close to that, over the first half of 2014 is not a growth rate that's going to really make a huge dent in the problems that we face in the labor market.
And that slow growth restrains hiring, says Olson, and keeps wages from rising too fast. At the Department of Job and Family Services, spokesman Ben Johnson says 186,000 jobs are currently posted on the agency's website. But he says about a third of those jobs pay $30,000 or less, and in most cases, a high school education, it's all that's needed to apply.
About 54.9% of all the jobs posted statewide required only a GED or a high school diploma, and about 49.7% of the jobs posted in the Columbus region required only a GED or a high school diploma.
Johnson says that many of those available jobs are in the service sector occupations.
Truck drivers are one of the top three or five. Retail salesperson is one of the top three or five. Frontline retail supervisor is one of the top three or five. Retail supervising and truck drivers in many cases probably only require a GED or a high school diploma.
Olson says Ohio's job market is instructive. While more jobs are being listed on job boards and classifieds in recent months, openings skew toward those lower-paying positions that require only a high school diploma. Olson says it's harder for recent college graduates then to launch a career.
A lot of the jobs that have sprung up have been in less well-paying occupations. The good jobs that I think new undergraduates would like to secure, the opportunities aren't there like they were 10 or more years ago.
And Olson says until the economy accelerates, better first-time job opportunities with higher wages for college graduates will remain elusive. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Tom Borgerding in Columbus.